I'm Mike Hogan from the Stuart Peterson Group. I am the director of their Market 360 services. We've been a consulting firm for over 25 years.
You just took part in a panel discussion about the relationships between lender, producer, marketing consultant. What do you think is important about that relationship?
I think you have to go back to the fundamentals. If you look at a golf swing, most of the things go wrong before you hit the ball. It starts back at almost your setup. Very same thing. It cannot work without solid communication and some discipline to keep up with that communication along those lines.
What you do is going to depend on whether that lender feels comfortable in giving operating capital to his client.
Oh, absolutely. Marketing's tough because there's this great unknown out there. I might argue, though, that there are certain things that you can determine ahead of time. You know where you're sitting at right here today, so you can understand that, and then you can start to map out situations above and below the market based on your situation today that will give you a look as to what's ahead depending on where the market goes. And I think when you have some of those tools available and you have an in-depth discussion with your lender on that, and you know, I think that opens up the floodgates to say, well, if these moves start to happen, what are we going to do? That allows you to start to develop strategies that can start to handle those. And that gets a lender much more comfortable, I believe, as well as a producer in knowing how we can start to almost control, I think that's too strong of a term, but how we can almost control this market, which in essence is uncontrollable to a large extent, but you can control it from your risk standpoint as a farm operator.
Differentiate yourself from a traditional broker when it comes to produces return on investment for your services?
Sure. I think both setups are fine. It's really how the client utilizes them. I'd say the main difference is when we go to work, we're creating a baseline strategy that we're essentially trying to get all clients under our umbrella to work off of. We might have to customize it and use different tools to get different things accomplished based on risk tolerance of a client, lending capacities that they may or may not have, those types of things. A traditional brokerage is a little bit different in my perspective. What happens is instead of our group working off, everybody's sort of in a very similar boat to an extent. A traditional broker might pick up the phone and one guy's, I'm 20% sold on my cash product. What do you think and what should we do from here? He hangs up the phone. The very next guy that calls in is 80% sold, market's at the same place, what do you do from here? Those are two radically different conversations that retail advisor is having with those two clients. So that person has to be very much on top of, very much thinking on his feet and doing those things in real time. We're a little bit more mapping it out ahead of time at that point.